Good morning and welcome to Little Swatara Church of the Brethren. This is a special morning. It's Children's Day and we're celebrating the children. I'd just like to start out. I see the Camp Swatara crew is here. I'm assuming they're summer staff. Welcome. We'd like to welcome you. It's good to have you here this morning. And I think this morning, are there any announcements? The only announcement I have is that after worship, we have a picnic. It's the All Fellowship Picnic, and everyone is welcome to join us down at the pavilion for picnic lunch. We're having barbecue chicken and lots of other good foods that are down there. So if you forgot to bring a covered dish, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. There's always plenty of food. Just come and join us and fellowship with us. You have an announcement?
Good morning. The only announcement I have is June 27th at 7 o'clock, we're having a men's breakfast at Dutchway. All men and their sons are invited. And I promised them we're going to get 30 people, so let's get 30 men out, so that'll be great. Thanks.
Any other announcements? Back there.
Back here. Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. That woke you up. The potatoes out back here are doing great. The problem is the weeds are doing just as good. So we need some help tomorrow afternoon. We're going to show up around 5 o'clock. And if it's dry, we'll get the weeds out of there. If it's raining, just stay home. We'll pick another day. Thank you.
Thanks. Any other announcements? June, I'm going to ask everybody to just stand up and greet one another for a few minutes before we turn to our hymn number 100, Praise and Praise Him. So please welcome everyone.
Good morning. Today we have two children that will be receiving Bibles. The first is Leland Blauk. He is the son of Chris and Kathy Blauk. He could not be here today. He has a brother, Josiah. Leland likes to read, do puzzles, and electronic games. And he goes to school at Drainsville Elementary. He lives in Virginia. Second one, Annabella. Okay. Annabella Durr is the daughter of Tim and Ray Durr. She has a sister, Natalia, and a brother, Ryan. She likes to swim and read and draw, and she goes to school at Bethel Elementary. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for Annabella and Leland. Please be with them as they explore their Bibles. Open their hearts and minds to your word and to your love. Please be with us as their church family to encourage them as they learn and grow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come to our time of sharing joys and concerns. I'd like to lift up our youth that are in Brooklyn this week. They've been there since Wednesday leading a Bible school at the Brooklyn Church, so I'd like to just continue to remember them in our prayers. They'll be returning tomorrow. Do you want to walk around and see if anybody else has?
Gerhard came home on Wednesday, and it was great. He had surgery, and the surgery went well, and so that was good. Just keeping your prayers, and Tim's doing well also, but he still needs our prayers, and he gets tired a little bit quickly. So, Reinhard's definitely have been going through a lot, and we need to keep them in our prayers.
If there's others with prayer concerns, just put your hands up. The mic will come around.
I would just like to have prayer for my mother. We had to take her to the hospital late Friday night. She fell and broke three ribs, and they admitted her because it was over two ribs. So they admitted her. We don't know how long she'll be in, and she'll have to go through therapy. So if you could just pray for my mother, Mary Dickinson. Thank you.
Ryan's dad had passed away, and his memorial service was yesterday. So if you can just keep him in your prayers and his family.
I'd like prayers for my grandsons, Tommy Timmons, Jesse and Dustin Brubaker. They're going through a lot right now and could use some lifting up.
I have a couple things this morning. First off, I have a joy that 24 years ago tomorrow, we welcomed Karen into our family, and now we have a beautiful granddaughter and a wonderful grandson and some beautiful visitors up there with Savannah today. So that's a real joy. The other thing is, if you saw my husband this morning, yes, he had another accident, No, it was not on his scooter. It was on a tractor that broke away for him going down our hill yesterday with Georgie Mata's little boy with him. He pushed Georgie's little boy Jaden to the side, and Jaden has some sore in his back. Carl's face is messed up again, and Jaden went one way and Carl went the other, and the tractor did its own thing over and aside. So we were very fortunate that he was not hurt worse. And the other concern I have is for James. We prayed for a long time for James and the family last fall when James lost his mother. He was 10 years old. In December, he lost his mother. He came home from vacation to find yesterday that his best friend at church lost his mother. And so James is facing a funeral and the grief with a friend that no two 10-year-old boys should have to go through. And emotionally, I'm sure James is hurting, and I'd like us to remember James again.
I'd like to ask for prayer for Pastor Brian Cuck. As many of you may have seen in the newspaper, he and his wife were on a motorcycle and they were hit head on by a SUV and she was killed. He's had to have three surgeries so far and he's really in need of our prayers. So please do pray for Pastor Brian Cuck.
Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Good morning, Lord. We come before you during this time of prayer, rejoicing in the morning sunshine and the refreshing rains that have touched the earth this week. We praise you for the green of the trees, the colors of the flowers, the babbling of the creeks, all reminders that we can see your work around us. We thank you for all you give to us each and every day, and we are grateful, so very grateful, for your love, Lord. Lord, as we celebrate this Children's Day, we ask a special blessing on each of the children. We ask you to help them to continue to grow stronger in their faith. Be with our youth as they minister at the Brooklyn Church through the Bible school and through the sharing that they're doing this week. Lord, we've raised many people up to you. We raised Diane's mother, Mary Dickinson, up to you. We ask you to grant her healing. Lord, be with the Reinhardts, with Gerhard, and with Tim as they continue to heal from surgeries and give them the strength that they need as they face all of the challenges that go along with health issues. Lord, we ask you to be with Tommy Timmons, Jesse, and Justin Brubaker. Give them strength. Lord, we celebrate. We celebrate the anniversary that's coming up of Mark and Karen's marriage, 24 years, and the family that they've been able to produce, and we rejoice in that, Lord. We rejoice in marriages and the love that is around us. We ask you, Lord, to put your special touch on Carl and on Jaden with their injuries from their accident the other day. We know that you were there, Lord, looking after them, that their injuries were minor. Oh, Lord, we ask you also to be with James as he is there also with a grieving friend. Lord, Jean's right, it isn't fair when 10-year-olds lose their mothers, but Lord, help something good to come out of this. Help them to have the strength that they need each moment as they're walking through this journey together. And Lord, we ask you to lift up Pastor Brian as he's healing and as he's grieving. Lord, we know that you are there with your hand reaching down and folding him in your love. Lord, we also ask you to continue to lift up our Nigerian brothers and sisters as they face the challenges each and every day of the violence that goes on throughout the country. And Lord, we know that it's not just in Nigeria. We know there's violence at other places, and even in our country there's violence, Lord. Lord, please reach down and bring that peace and love. We know that you've got that peace to offer. Help people to take hold of that peace and to look at others in love and to realize that we can work together. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity that you're giving us right now that we can be here worshiping
in your name. We thank you for the freedom to come here to this house of worship, and we just ask you to continue to fill us. Let your spirit fill our hearts, and let us be able to take that spirit out from this place each and every day. We ask these things in your name. Amen. At this time, we'll turn to our time for offering. And during our offering time, I would like to, when the ushers are collecting the offering, I would like to invite the children, if they would like to move front to the front pews so that they can see better. I'd like you to take that time to move up. As we're preparing to take our offering, I'd also like to share a song with you this morning. It's by Keith and Kristen Getty, and I felt it was rather appropriate since it's Children's Day. It's from Matthew 19, verses 13 and 15, and it's called "Let the Children Come." Let the little children come, bring your troubles and your fears. Let the little children come, he will always hear. All around the world he hears their prayers. Nothing is too small to know his care. Let the little children come to the Father's open arms. Let the little children come with faith beyond imagining. Let the little children come, see what you can be. All around the world he hears their prayers. Nothing is too small to know his care. Let the little children come to the Father's open arms. Sometimes we allow our fears to govern our Please, Lord, enable us to be generous and remember the Lord our Father has his arms open for each one of us. And I'd like you to bow in prayer with me. Dear Lord, thank you for these gifts that are being made in love. Let them be used in your ministry. Amen. If any of the other children want to come up farther and be closer and sit in these front pews, you're welcome to do it. I'd like to introduce to you Eddie Ray. He's from Newmanstown, and he's going to share some clowning around with us this morning.
Welcome. Thank you very much. All right, thank you for the golf clap. My name's Eddie Ray. I do comedy and magic, so whatever you don't find funny, that's the magic part. If you like what you see, I want you to clap your hands loud. So on the count of three, let's all clap our hands loud. One, two, three. Good job. See, that sounds much better when we all do it once, right? Raise your hands if you're here. It's always a good sign. Awesome. Well, I use a lot of volunteers in my show, and that's the way this works. I'll say, I need help. All the boys and girls, raise your hands if you want to help out. If I point to a couple of you, join me up here on stage, all right? Hey, keep it down. Let's do some magic and music first. I hope you enjoy. Here we go. What color is the yellow one? You guys are good. Watch. Achoo! Usually I get applause. There we go. Thank you very much. Achoo! Ew, that's gross. Souvenir? Thank you very much, everybody. My favorite part. It's remote control, very simple. You push the button, it turns it off and on. I'll explain later. Are you all enjoying yourselves? Good. That's all gonna stop. Just kidding. You guys are great. We're gonna have some people help me out. Let's get a boy or girl to assist me. Let me see here. Hello. You are very lucky. Because I'm picking someone else. That's why she's lucky. And the pink, do you want to help me out? You introduced yourself to me earlier. Come all the way up here. Let's give her a big round of applause. Make your way all the way up. Watch your step. Come all the way up. What is your name?
Juliana.
Juliana, nice to meet you. It's a little card up there. Give me a high five. Ow. Wow, you're strong.
I am.
Your name is Juliana, huh? Wow, do you like magic?
Yeah.
Do you want to do some magic for us?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead. No, you're going to help me out, right? I'm going to help you out. You're going to help me out. In fact, Juliana, you were going to do something, weren't you? I have back here, oh, here it is. Look at this. I have a wizard hat. Isn't this cool?
Yeah.
You're going to wear it, okay? That way you can become a wizard. There's a couple moons and a star. Let me shake out the lice here from the last person who used it. That's not part of the comedy. Just kidding. I'll put it on your head, and you're ready for bed. That's not gonna work. We gotta fix this for you guys. State it all the way so it's straight up like this. Perfect. Can you see okay? Cool. Let's give her a round of applause. Good job. Is your favorite color red?
No, pink.
Oh, you're wearing pink, yeah. Well, I have a red bag. There's three things inside of here. Are you very brave?
Yeah.
Reach in the bag. Be careful of the snakes. Just kidding. Oh, cool. You got three handkerchiefs. What color are they? Nice and loud so we can hear you.
Red.
Red, good job. Put it over here. What color's next?
Blue.
Blue, good job. Awesome.
Last one is white.
White, give her a round of applause. Just like rehearsal. We'll see you in Las Vegas, I guess, right? This is really cool, look at this. There's a zipper on the outside of the bag. We'll keep it zipped up because, well, it makes a hole in the bag, and if the scarves go back inside, they'll fall to the floor, okay? So do me a favor. All you have to do is shake this one just like this, okay? Go ahead and do that nice and high. Can I shake it back and forth? Go side to side, toss in the air, and catch. Oh, good job. Watch your step. Good job. Don't worry, I'm insured. Put it all the way inside the bag. Awesome. You're doing such a good job. Cool. Everyone, what color is this one? Good. Juliana, do you know how to make a handkerchief dance? Do you know how? You got to put a little boogie in it, so go ahead and do that. Little boogie. Put a little... No! I mean dancing boogie. You got to, you know... I'll explain later. Wow. On the count of three, I want everybody to help me out, including you. Okay, I'll do it with you as well. On the count of three, let's all say USA and watch these three handkerchiefs transform into the American flag. Here we go. One, two, three. USA. We shake. Oops. Can you hide that really quick? Because, ooh. We kind of did it. Okay. Let's give her a big round of applause. That is my fault. I think he threw me off with the boogie. That's what it was. We are missing the blue. We'll put it inside. Put the blue all the way inside. Because where that blue should go on the flag should be 50 stars, right? You're going to capture some stars for me. In fact, I think you're a star in your own right. But in the meantime, you're going to open this fan up like this. Not portable air conditioner, but it's a star catcher. You're going to go 1, 2, 3, and capture all 50 stars, okay? They're invisible, so you can kind of go 1, 2, and 3, all right? So open it nice and wide and go and capture those stars. There's a few up here. There's a few over here. You got them? No, wait, what happened here? There you go. You got it? Perfect. All right. Go ahead and capture those. I thought you broke that. Capture those stars up there. Go. Go. Whoa. All right, close it back up. And carefully kind of dump the stars from the fan inside. Here, I'll show you. Look, we got it like this. You see? Good job. They're all on here. They're invisible. If we just do this, stir it around a little bit. Go ahead, do that. Awesome. And you can stop. You're making me dizzy. Awesome. We'll put this away. On the count of three, everyone say USA. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
USA.
If I snap and look inside, wow. She did a wonderful job, as well as all of you. Let's give her a big round of applause. Good job. Wonderful. Got to get the corners here for you so we can see. And there's a beautiful American flag. Back to normal, how it should be. Upside down, sorry. That's upside down. Got to fix that. There we go. Backwards. Don't look. It was opposite. It's the wrong way. Did you see that? We have as many stars as we should. We should have 50 stars. We have those, but they're in the wrong place. So were the stripes. They have to switch around, which means you and I have to switch places, okay? So you stand over here, center stage. I'll go over to your side. And now you'll become the star of the show. Juliana, you ready? On the count of three, one last time, we're going to say USA. The American flag will pop out of the bag, and I want you to catch with both hands. Open it up nice and wide and smile big, and we'll give you all a big round of applause, okay? On the count of three, here we go. 1, 2, 3, USA! Go ahead and catch. Open it up nice and wide. Very good. I think you did a good job. You got both corners there? She'll get it. I'm confused too. There we go. Give her a round of applause. Beautiful. Awesome, the 13 stripes, 50 stars are indeed all there. You may put it back very carefully inside of there and give me a high five, give me a low five, and then give me a real five. I want some Starbucks.
Okay.
Is that how they pay for coffee? Okay, one more high five and watch your step very careful, okay? You may go back to your seat. Let's give her a big hand one more time. All right. Make sure you get a tissue for that boogie in there, okay? Well, let me show you my sign. This is the magic of Velcro. Kind of forgot that. Pretty amazing, huh? Look at that. Well, going through all of my tricks, I've traveled the world doing magic, and I always love kind of showing kids how I learned magic. I always ask, Eddie, how do you learn magic? Here's the answer to you, if you're wondering. Some adults probably wonder as well. I will show you. I learn all of my tricks by reading lots of books at the library. In fact, in this library is Smelly, who you probably saw or heard before. He's a green worm, and he loves reading books. His name is Bob, the bookworm. So when I open this up, I want you to say hello to Bob. You can just say hi, hello, greetings, anything you want, and clap for him as well, okay? So please welcome Bob the Bookworm. Give him a big round of applause. There he is. I think he's on my other show. I think I forgot him yesterday. Oops. He left me a text message. What is your name right up here in front? Can you read this, Victoria? What does it say? Read books, get smart. Give her a round of applause. Good job. The more books you read, the smarter you will get. In fact, we'll go through what kind of books you might find, okay? So if you're a boy or girl out there, raise your hands if you like fairy tales. Awesome, cool. Besides fairy tales, we also have a how-to section. You'll find books like how to build things, how to draw, even how to do magic in this section of your library, okay? So remember that. Also, history. We have how many stars on the American flag? 50. How many stripes? Good job. And of course, geography as well, cities, towns, landmarks, rivers, all kinds of stuff like that. And my favorite category are adventure. Who likes adventure? Cool. My favorite book is called Treasure Island, about pirates and treasure. On the count of three, give me your best pirate voices. On the count of three, I want you to say, "Arrgh!" Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Arrgh!
Good. Besides the adventure, all kinds of other books, okay? What's that? This is the adventure here? Yes, that's fine. Don't, what are you laughing at? What? Juliana, I can't hear you. What? Can you quiet down? What? A worm? No, this is the adventure books. What do you, Bob is not here. We already saw he wasn't here. Sure, if I look here, he's here. Are you sure? I'll look, okay? Ha! What? Oh. Oh, okay. He's very quiet. Yes. Okay. Ooh, he was studying and learning how to do a new magic trick. Yes. You can teleport. That means he can turn invisible and appear anywhere he wants. So boys and girls, adults, watch him closely. In fact, he will turn his back to you very carefully, just like this. And we'll place him in front of, over here. Or over here, like this. And on the count of three, he will disappear, okay? On the count of three, everyone say disappear. Here we go. One, two, three.
Disappear.
And he's gone. Should I turn it around? Okay. Flip it. Okay, the other way. All the way around, right? Okay. Do you want to see the back?
Yeah.
That's the back, see? Actually, these are more fairy tales. I'm not quite sure. But let's give him a big round of applause. He is gone. I have no idea. Should we check and see? I think he's inside of here. Here he is. Give him a big hand. Bob the Bookworm. What? This is embarrassing. I have no idea. Usually he appears at some point. What? He's over here. Oh, look. There's nothing over there. I looked over here. I looked over here. There was nothing there. I'll keep. He's over. Okay, I'm going to look if he's there. Do you see him? Raise your hands if you see him. This boy here in the orange, where is he? Should we check and see? We'll check and see. Who brought you here? He's in the book. Oh, okay. Are you peeking? Okay, please get back inside. Thank you. He's so quick today. We'll get him all the way out, and there he is, boys and girls, adults. That's Bob the Bookworm. Thank you so much. Give him a big round of applause. Oh, he's slimy. It must be a humid day. He is very slimy. Well, I have a really cool trick to show you all. It's the world's fastest trick. Do you want to see it? Do you want to see it again? It was so fast you missed it. This world's fastest trick involves my favorite polka dot coffee can and two handkerchiefs. We have a black and white handkerchief here. And since this is the fastest trick, I'm going to do it very, very slow. So you can see what happens during the entire trick. I want you to watch the white handkerchief. Watch the black handkerchief. They're going to switch places. Here we go. One, two, three. Thank you. You can call me David Coppertone. How about this? If we put the black handkerchief very carefully inside the can, like this, all the way down, and the white handkerchief, very carefully, inside the can of polka dots. On the count of three, I want everyone to say change and watch what happens. Here we go. One, two, three. And that means the black handkerchief turned white, and the white handkerchief turned black. It's amazing. Thank you. Thanks, Grandma. Do appreciate that. Thanks for coming today. I know what you're thinking. It was so fast, I missed it. Or maybe I should do it again. So we'll do it again. Wash the black handkerchief inside the can. Wash the white handkerchief inside the can. And in fact, if we do this instead, something a little bit different, I want you to watch the polka dots. We can take them in my hand like this. We can eat them. Ew. Blow them inside the can like this, little by little, in effect. That means we have a black handkerchief with white polka dots. A white handkerchief with black polka dots. And that's amazing. Give yourselves a big hand. Thank you so much. Very cool. Well, we had Juliana help out earlier. Let's get a young boy to assist me today with her hand raised high. Any young boys? How about in the yellow over here? You want to help me out? You make your way over there and come all the way up here. Be very careful of the wires, the licorice on the floor. And let's give them a big round of applause, everyone. Come all the way up. All right. Come on up. Where is he? Ah! You're quick. Hi, I'm Penn. This is Teller. Step all the way up here. There you go. Back a little bit. Over top the trap door. Perfect. There's no trap door. I'm just kidding. What is your name?
Aiden.
Aiden? Is that with a P or a T? He has no clue. It's an A! Aiden, this is a very ancient mystery. I want to show it to you today. In fact, this ancient mystery involves a little piece of tissue paper. It's from Japan. It's very strong paper. This paper cannot be torn, no matter how much you try. Are you strong? You like 50 push-ups in the morning? No? 25? 100? Wow. Well, we'll try to tear this up, and I want to see and show you the magic up close, okay? We'll play some music as well. I want you to watch. Here we go. Very cool. So Aiden, do me a favor. Both hands, hold tight, and give it a pull. It will not break or tear. That was just the end. This is actually the strongest part here. Go ahead and give it a tear. If you can, you can't tear. Tear your paper in half then. This is the world's weakest paper from Japan. You got a few pieces? Crumble them up into your hand. You got it? Good job. Put them all into my hand here. Very good, watch. Little gel here. We'll try this. This way, here we go. I think I got it. All of these pieces. There we go. There we are. We finally got it. It's called humidity. And let's give them a big round of applause. Very good job. Stay right here. Don't move a muscle. Keep smiling. We'll turn the music all the way off. Now, I asked Juliana if she was brave. Are you also brave as well? Okay. Smiling is a big face that way because we have a special guest to show you all today, and she is very nervous. She is my puppet, been in my show for about maybe 3 or 4 years now. She is a skunk. Are you afraid of skunks? This is Sandy. Everyone say hello to Sandy. Come on, Sandy. Say hello to Sandy. Ah! She is very jumpy. I'm sorry, Sandy. Yes. Do you want to feed her? She's very hungry. In fact, hold out your hand. Here's some munchies for you. Hold on right there. Look at that. Isn't that cool? Ah! She will actually jump to you. I want you to catch her, okay? Because she's very jumpy. Give her a catch. Make sure you use both hands. Don't drop her, okay? Ready? Get your hands ready to catch. Woo! She's okay. All right. Hold her like this. Oh, she's upside down. She gets very dizzy. Now, if you look at her face and her mouth, she has no mouth, but she has eyes right up here. Her mouth, if you use your imagination, have very, very sharp teeth. Do you see her teeth? Use your imagination. And you'll see her teeth. Her teeth can slice, dice, chop through anything, including this card trick. She's very good at this card trick, by the way. This is the Queen of Hearts, right here. Here's the frame that it lives inside. Put it very slowly inside of here. And we're going to use Sandy's imaginary teeth to chop through this card. I want you to watch close. You'll be the up-close assistant to watch and make sure everything is legit, okay? Watch really close. Here we go. Nom, 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 nom. If she cuts it one time, how many pieces will we have?
Two.
Good job. I had a boy say three. I said stay in school. Here we go. Let's go one more time. Watch. Nom, 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 nom. Now that's two cuts. That should be three pieces, right? Hold on to Sandy very carefully. Very good. Watch your hand back here. Let me put it up here. She has a big breakfast, so be very careful, okay? And look at this. She did a very good job, and so did he. Give him a round of applause. Very well done. I know what you're thinking. Maybe it uses mirrors, right? Put your hand through there. Anything inside? Put your hand through there. Nothing inside. I want you to put Sandy's tail through the hole in the card. Go ahead, push her tail all the way through. You got it? Push it all the way through. Use both hands if you have to. Good job. Kind of wiggle it back and forth. Nothing's inside. Take it all the way out. Awesome. This piece actually comes all the way out. And very carefully, we'll put it all the way back in like this. Now, I want you to use Sandy's tail as a magic wand. It's black and white. It makes sense. So wave it three times over the top. One, two, three. Do you know what that does? Nothing. But it looked magical. Two over the face as well, three times. Good. One, two, three. Okay. Awesome job. Look at this. Take it all the way out very slow so you can see. And in fact, it goes back to one card. Give him a round of applause. Nicely done. And do you want to see Sandy dance? I'll show you. Here we go. That was me, I know. Sandy, say goodbye. Wave goodbye to Sandy and give him a round of applause. Well, high five. You did a very good job. Be very careful. Watch your step. A big hand. Nicely done. All right. Sandy, whoa. She had too much coffee. Wow. Sandy, stay. I want to tell you all a little story. When I was growing up doing my magic, my grandma loved watching this one trick. And she told me I could actually make a story around this trick, so I did. And this story came up with. This story involved the three bears. We all know that story, right? However, Goldilocks is on vacation. So here we have Baby Bear. Here we have Mama. And of course, last but not least, we have Papa Bear as well. So you can see they're all different sizes and heights, like this. I want you to watch all three bears, and this is my story. They were all trying to sleep one cold winter night, just like today. Whew, I'm losing 20 pounds, this is great. Watch what happens. They were all trying to sleep, however, Baby Bear could not sleep. They were all shivering and shaking. They were very cold for some reason. He got up and looked around. He left the window to their room wide open. Instead of closing the window, he went back to his bed. He took his feet down here, and he curled all the way up in bed to keep warm, and he fell asleep. Mama Bear, same thing. Took her feet down here, curled all the way up in bed to keep warm, and she fell asleep. And of course, Papa or Daddy Bear, he had arthritis, so it took him a little bit longer to curl his feet all the way up in bed to keep warm. And eventually, they all drifted off into a deep, deep sleep. Snoring, but not tossing and turning. They're very comfortable. And then here's the weird thing. They all had a dream. They were all dreaming that they were looking in the mirror at themselves, and their reflection showed this. They were all the same height. That means Baby was as tall as his parents. It's kind of weird, a weird dream, right? That means Mama was as tall as Baby and Papa, and Papa as tall as Baby and Mama. I am confused, and so were they. But remember, it's just a dream. Just your imagination, their imaginations as well. The next morning they woke up, discussed their dream, and of course, they looked in the mirror, and when they saw themselves, that was Baby. Of course, that was Mama. And that was Papa. All back to normal. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Thank you so much. Very cool. I apologize. This is kind of weird. It's just a footnote. After my act, we'll have entertainment, just so you guys know. I want to show you the world's largest card trick. Everybody go, whoa! That's right, three cards. And this dates back many, many years. Some magicians and people who do a lot of card games know this trick as the three-card trick or three-card Monty, but he uses only three cards. In the middle is the wild card. You all watch the wild card, it's the Ace of Clubs. Do it very slow. Now, out of all of the kids here, who knows where the Ace of Clubs is? The one wild card. Are the rest of the kids not here? How about all the way back in the cheap seats? In the blue and green, looking around and looking at his shirt now to see what color he's wearing. What is your name? Name. Braden. Where is the Ace of Clubs? Clubs. Left, middle, or right. What?
Middle.
Are you sure?
No.
I thought so. Do you want to change your mind, or keep the one you have?
No.
What's that? No, okay, so in the middle. He's right, give him a round of applause. Yes. Now I will fool you, so watch closely. Did the magic move? Where is the Ace of Clubs? Do you want to change your mind? You should. No, you're right, give him a big hand, 2 for 2. Okay. Now comes the hard part, are you watching close? Trick question, different question. Besides the Ace of Clubs, what other two cards did I have? No asking friends or mom. What two cards do we have? King and queen. Oh. Can you call a friend or ask for some help? Two kings, right? Hearts or diamonds? Hearts. Good job. Give yourselves a big hand. Excellent. Okay. Well, let's try this. I will make the Ace of Clubs, a wild card, disappear before your very eyes. No sleight of hand, but watch right here on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. It's gone. Not here. My fingers are open, isn't that cool? I'm not hiding it behind there. What's that? Oh, it's not here. I will tell you, my favorite card, though, is not in a king or an ace, not even a joker. It's the library card, of course, right? Because that's where you learn magic. Give yourselves a big hand. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Now, we need one more person to help me out today. Who else wants to help out? Young lady in the back with the pigtails, you want to help me out? Sure, both of you can come up here. Sure, your sisters, I guess. Come on all the way up. Sure. Let's give them both a big round of applause. Come all the way up. Make your way. Be very careful. Up the licorice. Watch your step. You may stand here. You may stand here. Cool. What are your names?
Ariellis.
And?
Annalise.
Wow, I can't spell that. That's great. We're going to do a little game. I will show you a really cool trick, okay? We made the American flag appear earlier. This one involves some really cool props, okay? We can use any kind of thing like a magic wand, in fact. I'll show you. But first things first, my favorite thing, of course, to eat is candy. Do you like candy? These are a big can of jelly beans. How old are you?
Six.
How old are you?
Eight.
You were going to say six too, weren't you? Eight. Since you're a little bit older, you want to open this can of jelly beans up and take a few? Okay, you can take a few jelly beans out. How many do you want? You want to get some too? You have some jelly beans? You got some jelly beans? They're all colorful and different flavors. How many did you get?
Ten!
Didn't you have breakfast? How many did you get?
Zero.
Are you using your imagination? Okay, well, let's try this. In fact, we're going to try some magic. We got, This could be a magic wand, right? You brush your teeth to get nice and clean. You can also clean your car tires with it, too. Don't use the same brush for that, though. That wouldn't be good. You're 6 years old. You can hold the can. Put one hand like this and one hand like this, okay? Good job, all right? And arms all the way out? Cool. We're going to balance this magic wand, this toothbrush, on her arms. You want to place it there for me? Go Go ahead and place it right there on her arms. Don't drop the toothbrush. Balance it. Cool. Lift your arms up a little bit. Kind of bend at your elbows a little bit. Perfect. So don't drop it. Very still. Cool. We also have, this here. That's a gray hair. Good, I woke you guys up. Great, perfect. Take the magic wand. Very carefully balance it next to the toothbrush. Good job. And of course, we have a big brush or a comb. We can comb your hair. One comb you've done for an entire year. All of these things could be magic wands if you use your imagination. Balance the comb next to that stuff as well. Perfect. And I think for you, you can wear these really cool magic glasses. Cool. Look at that. You're styling now. Isn't that cool? These are magic glasses. Check it out. It's a little handkerchief of colors right here, rainbow of colors. I want you to place into the bag over here. Push it all the way down inside. And I want you to wiggle your fingers over top, like this. Both hands. Reach inside the bag, and it's not there. It's gone. Oh, put it back inside, quick. We forgot something. Okay, we'll use this here as a magic wand. Go ahead and push the handkerchief all the way down inside. Push, push, push. Awesome. Take it all the way out. And up. Tap right here. It was stuck. Right here, tap three times. One, two, three. One, two, three. Wave it like this. And say, disappear.
Disappear.
Reach inside. Pull the bag inside out. It's gone. The handkerchief is... We'll use this. Sorry. Go ahead and use it like a magic wand. Wave it over top like a magic wand. Pull the bag inside out. The handkerchief is gone. Pull the bag inside out. It's gone. Pull the bag inside out. No, wait. Okay, we'll use this. Sorry. We'll use the real magic wand. Anything inside the magic wand? Look through it. Can you see anything inside? Nothing at all. Tap the bag three times. One, two, three. Wave it over top. Reach inside the bag. Pull the handkerchief out. It's gone. I hope. Oh, that's okay. We'll get him off. Pull the bag inside out. Go ahead. Whoa, she did a great job. Let's give her a round of applause. I don't know. Since you're sisters, I'll raise it a bit lower for me if you can. Since that means nothing. Stand a bit closer to the floor if you can. Means nothing. Actually, I know you guys are sisters, so you guys are magical in your own right. Look at this. We got the handkerchief inside of here while you were holding it. Should we check and see? Check it out. Look, here we go. Ah! I think we got the handkerchief on it anyway. Look at this. It's a snake! Ah! We have the handkerchief right here. Give both sisters a big round of applause. Did a very good job. Look at that. Tied to the magic snake. Wow. You guys did wonderful. Give me a high five. Give me a high five. And make your way very carefully back to your seats. Excellent. One more big hand today for all of my helpers. I'm going to go home and wring my clothes out. My name's Eddie Ray. Thank you all so much. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we go down for the meal, I'm just going to invite us all to sing God is Great, and I'll follow with a spoken prayer, and then we'll head on down for our noontime meal. God is great and God is good, and we thank Him for our food. By His hands we all are. Lord, we just thank you for the food that we are about to partake in. May it be used to nourish and strengthen our bodies. We thank you for all that you give to us, Lord. Just continue to be with us and engage with us throughout this coming week, and we'll look forward to meeting you again in your house next Sunday. Thank you, Lord. Amen.